Welcome to the Liberty and Ryan podcast.
With Liberty and Ryan Bernal.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Liberty and Ryan podcast. This is Liberty.
And this is Ryan.
And we are so excited to put our third podcast out there. So last time, which was last week, it just so happens, Ryan interviewed me, right, Ryan?
Yes, I interviewed you with some questions I came up with to get to let everyone get to know you better.
Yeah, so that's our whole purpose is we're launching our podcast. Our focus is on post-divorce recovery and working with both couples and individuals on life stuff and getting through tough things, on recovering and being as happy and healthy as possible. But we thought that we would be really open and honest with who we are as individuals and a couple, and interviewing one another seemed to make sense.
Yeah, just to put it out there, like who we are and like Liberty said, as individuals. So you have a baseline for who it is you're listening to as our podcasts evolve.
Exactly. So I get to interview Ryan.
I've actually been looking forward to this all day. So
so I don't really think I'll do very many curveballs, but let's just get this party started. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. First question is the easiest, I think. Ryan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, that's an easy question. First of all, my name is Ryan. I am a husband, a stepdad. I am a very like traditional cultural Dutch person. I'm Dutch, but I think I have a lot of traits of a Dutch cultural person. I'm a business person. I consider myself a respected leader. I'm very direct, which also goes back to being Dutch. I'm an athlete. Particularly, I love endurance athletics. I surf, swim, run, and bike. I like to say that I am not the funniest of people, and I think Liberty will tell you that. I'm funny, but I'm not like the funny guy. I'm more of the serious guy. I'm extremely organized and clean, and I pride myself on being a minimalist.
Excellent. I think in the future we'll be exploring your organization further, Mr. Bernal. To say OCD is maybe the light version, but I definitely appreciate the fact that you are so clean and on top of it. But we'll get to that later. Okay. So as I mentioned earlier, and what we've talked about on our previous podcast is post-divorce recovery. And that really is a term that we focused on and we like a lot because we've both been through more than one divorce and we know what it takes. We know the emotions, we know all of that. So for you, Ryan, though, you've had your own experiences, you've lived your own life and been through tough times in regard to divorce. What does post-divorce recovery mean to you?
That's a good question because we do talk about that all the time, post-divorce recovery. And we tell people, oh, like we really want to help people with post-divorce recovery. But I feel like there's a stigma with that. Like, oh, I want to recover from alcohol or I want to recover from being a drug addict. It's a little bit different in my mind, post-divorce recovery, than recovering from substance abuse. But it's also a little bit the same. So I think in order to explain what I mean by post-divorce recovery, we have to back up a little bit and talk about all the feelings that a person would or does have when they're going through a divorce or when they're in an unhappy marriage or they're thinking about getting divorced or any of those parts of the equation. You know, you feel like your life is turned upside down. In some cases, your life is turned upside down. There's a fear, a financial fear, an emotional fear. There's loss, an emotional loss, a physical loss. And your entire body is reacting to all of these things for months and sometimes years while you're processing all of this. And what I've seen and what I've experienced is during that time of all of those things happening, all those feelings, you start to think with muddied thinking and adapt mantras and belief systems that aren't true. They're just true for you. They're used as a coping mechanism, they're a defense mechanism, they're a way to to help you get through all of the pain and all of the feelings that are happening. And even if your divorce is the happiest thing ever, like, you're still experiencing things that you would never have experienced otherwise. And I know what you're going to say, well, what are some of those belief systems and mantras that you might start telling yourself? And those are things like, I am a terrible person, or my wife is a terrible person, or my ex-husband is a terrible person, my partner is a terrible person, everyone's a cheater, everyone is bad, everyone's out to hurt me, or I'm better off alone. And you start telling yourself these things over and over and over to the point that they become your belief system. That's why I say they become your mantras. You start to adapt these mantras. And post-divorce recovery to me is identifying those mantras and changing them. And I really break it down into three parts. Post-divorce recovery is taking responsibility. And without being able to take responsibility, not just for your divorce, but for your behaviors and for all the parts of life that made you end up where you are in this moment, the recovery portion is going to be very difficult. The second part is overcoming and recognizing the mantras or the belief systems that don't have to exist. And the third part is learning to choose a better future and knowing how to create a better future. So not just choosing it, but knowing how to create it. Sorry, that was a long-winded answer to what
good.
I think post-divorce recovery is.
Well, I like it. I mean, we've been talking about this now for years. And honestly, Ryan, that was awesome. You really thought about it. And you've also made me think about how it's not everything you just said isn't even post-divorce recovery. Think about anyone in a relationship now, or even any person would need to step back and think about those things that you just talked about, because any event that we go through in life will cause those same kinds of feelings and emotions. Obviously, divorce is in and of itself something unique, but I feel like a lot of the things we end up talking about on this podcast will help any listener, because, you know, how many times have we both spoken to a couple or an individual in a relationship and they've talked about their unhappiness? Little bit more work on themselves, they might have been able to correct with their partner those issues and stay married, right? And I think that's the bottom line, is we don't advocate for divorce, right? we don't want to tell anyone, like, yeah, man, you should get divorced. It's your chance to recover and get better. You can do it within a relationship. So everything you said works, I think, for any human. And I can't wait to dig deeper. And thank you.
Yeah. And you're right. It does apply to every, all those things that we're talking about apply to every situation in life. But like you also said, like, getting divorced is unique in itself because it threatens and compromises every part of your life. And really nothing else does that.
No, it doesn't. And I also think it hits you harder than anything else in your life, because families become, quote, broken, right? Like, your life changes, you have to move, or someone else is moving, like, everything shifts. And that's, it takes something extreme for us to make change. And that's why I think both of us have sought change in ourselves after going through that, not once but twice, where you really do dig deep. And yes, did the other person do stuff? Of course. But we've chosen a route of digging within ourselves and to work on those things.
Yeah.
So, okay. So it got real heavy, real fast. Let's lighten it up a little bit, honey. What is your favorite music?
Well, I'm going to go with just all the genres that come to mind. Because as you know, I have a diverse musical taste. So I'm going to say tropical house, hipster emo, which I just coined that term, hipster emo. That might be a term. I'm not sure. Macklemore, not sure what genre Macklemore is, but the Macklemore genre, and Matt and Kim, which I would probably put in a hipster emo, and then rap, but not like mainstream rap. Like, I like that kind of rap, but when I say rap, I mean, like, truly, let's go to the streets and find the guy rapping into, I guess, an iPhone now, not a boombox, and hear what he's doing. And, like, that's the kind of rap I'm into.
Like so, hardcore rap.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that hardcore? I don't know. I hate to say it gangster rap, but I think it's just, it's like actual rap.
Well, I like everything you just said. However, I have to say that sometimes your rap music hurts my ears, but we'll just stop there.
I don't think it's the music that hurts your ears. I think it's the rap music I listen to is very emotive and talks about a lot of things that most people just would rather not talk about in a very vulgar way.
Might have to dedicate an episode to this conversation because I disagree.
All right.
But it's good for everyone to know you are very eclectic and diverse in your musical taste, that's for sure. I think that speaks volumes about who you are as a person because you're really open to so many things. So I like it.
And Kygo. Forgot Kygo.
Oh, you forgot Kygo. Everyone loves Kygo. All right. What, Ryan Bernal, makes our marriage different?
Well, our marriage is different. I mean, for one thing, it's our third marriage. So when we met, we were definitely in a place of, if we're going to go down the marriage route again, it has to be correct. Has to be right. Can't be whimsical or like, you know, for any other reason than we want this marriage to be successful. And our other part about our marriage is that it's like truly based on two people who are so in love with each other, so in love, and have made a conscious decision to do whatever it takes to not only stay in love, which that's a whole nother conversation, but to like move forward with making everything that could be a rough patch work. Like, we're constantly ready, and I'm not saying we're constantly working on it, but we're constantly ready to do the work if need be. And that's what makes it different to me. It's like, yes, like I can tell you that when I saw you, like I immediately was like, wow, this is so special. There's something so special about you. And on our first date, how we just really connected. And you know, we've had people tell us about twin flames and soulmates, and all of those things are great and true for our marriage. But I think the real part that makes us different is that we are so committed to each other and to the success of our marriage and to the health of our marriage. And we don't let anything ever top that.
I agree. And I think the key words you said were the hard work. And sometimes people go, well, marriage, if you're really in love, it shouldn't be hard work. But you know what? Humans are humans, and it is. And there's emotions, and in my case, and many women, there's hormones, and there's difficult times, and there's all this stuff that comes up. Every single relationship goes through that. And yeah, we've definitely done that hard work. We've stayed up all night talking multiple times, and we just don't shrug our shoulders ever. And I think we do a lot of things that make us really uncomfortable too, to get to the really good stuff.
Yeah. And when people say, I think maybe it's our, like, we're giving people the wrong idea. We say, oh, we put in the hard work, because nothing we do to make sure our marriage succeeds or is super happy and super wonderful, nothing we do is technically hard. I mean, for Liberty, staying up all night is hard because she is not a night owl, but it's not hard, right? You're not like, hey, go out there and like cut your finger off and then, you know, eat it. It's like, no, it's just like, it just is
that
effort,
was a really,
you know,
weird example.
Well, cause I mean, that would be hard. I'm like, hey, you know, babe, go outside and cut your finger off. That's going to make our relationship.
Show me you
work.
Love me.
Yeah. Show me you love me. No, it's not, nothing we do is hard. It's just, it's the commitment, you know? And I think some people say to us like, oh, well, it shouldn't be hard. And it's like, well, okay, maybe hard is the wrong word, but it should be,
yeah,
that we put effort
everyone,
into it.
Well, and I think when two people are together, they have different levels of comfort. Or there are some people who say, well, it's not hard. We never argue. We've never had to stay up late. But they just have a different way of communicating too.
Right.
And, you know, not one way is right or wrong. It's different in every single relationship and those two people. So,
yeah, I love that you said that. That's a very good point. Everyone,
yeah,
has a different way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think to have a successful marriage, you have to stay up all night talking through something. But everyone is just different. And some people, their, you know, love language or their way of communicating isn't even in long conversations.
Yeah, very true.
So I like your answers there. This is good. Well, let's get back to the podcast topic. I think we each have goals that are similar for this podcast, but we each have our own individual goals. So why are we doing this? What is your goal for this podcast?
My goal is definitely to inspire and impact people, but not in just the way like, oh, like everyone should get married or everyone should work on their marriage or everyone should put in the quote unquote hard work. It's really just to encourage people and to encourage people not to get married, not to stay married, not to get divorced. Like I think have agreed that we do not want to encourage anyone to do any one of those things. Those are choices you need to make on your own. But I really believe that we need to encourage people to take responsibility and to create the life they want. So that's my goal.
Okay. Awesome.
Goals.
Yeah.
Encourage people to take responsibility and to create the life they want.
Awesome. I'm going to throw you a curveball, and I am going to abandon a question and replace it with a new one. So you would ask me about being a breed of dog. And if I could be any breed of dog, that would represent me. And I answered. For you, Ryan, I'm going to ask you this. If you could be any shoe, what would you be and why?
Are you looking for like a brand of shoe, a type of shoe?
So basically, if you were a shoe, like if Ryan Bernal were a shoe, I just think the answer to this explains the person who's answering. Like some people would be stiletto heels, like a hot pink stiletto heel. And it's like, oh, okay, I see where you're going. Some people would just be a black pump. Some people would be, you know, an all white canvas pair of Keds. I don't know. What would you be?
I would be I'd be like a custom made all leather, like very breathable material. So like all leather, natural. All natural textiles. I wouldn't want anything fake. And, you know, the sole, I guess, if this shoe could be, like, replaced all the time and duplicated, then the sole would even be leather because I hate the fact that my feet sweat a lot. So it'd be, like, an all-leather, like...
But it's not your perfect shoe.
Super...
Right?
It's not my perfect shoe. I'm describing the shoe. It'd be, like...
You? Because your feet sweat, so you can't have...
No, it's just, like, my shoe. I would be the shoe that's super comfortable and breathable, but also super stylish. I mean, I don't know how you describe that in the world of shoes. Also, it'd be like a slip-on.
Because you don't want to deal with tying it.
Well, because I'm also late a little bit, late sometimes. So.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
You know, quick on and off.
Cool. I think that does describe you, actually. I like that a lot. Okay, I have two more questions for you because we are nearing the end of our podcast for today. What are your top 5 goals for 2020?
Let's see. We started a book together and I want to finish our book. That is a for sure. We are going to finish our book. And in general, I want to write more. And I haven't decided if that's in terms of just writing for myself or writing, like maybe start a blog or something, but just writing more. For those of you who don't know, I was writing major in college. So just to sit down and get those sentences out. I would like to pick up more international clients for our business. I'd love to work on my Dutch, like Dutch language vocabulary. And I would like to have a friends trip, like plan a trip where all of our friends are in the same place at the same time. Even friends who like don't like each other. Let's just get everyone in the same place.
All right. Do we have friends that don't like each other?
Yes.
I'll have to ask you about that later. All right. And last question. What is your best piece of marriage advice? Because you've been through a few and you've got some advice because we've learned the hard way. So what would that be?
Take responsibility.
I like that a lot. So true. Because so often people are pointing fingers at one another. And that's probably what we each did in previous relationships. Like, oh, well, my fault. It was his fault. Mm-hmm. Kind of like anything that happens with us right now, it's your fault. Just kidding. All right. I think your answers were so helpful and I appreciate, and I think anyone listening appreciates you being so open and honest and letting me throw one curveball. That wasn't the deal. So anyone listening, if you have more questions, please let us know. There's actually, you know what, Ryan, on the Anchor app, which is a primary way that people listen to us, we're also on a load of different platforms, but if you happen to listen on Anchor, there's a way to leave us messages. Like you can hit message and actually leave us like a voicemail and we can include it in future podcasts. So if you have questions, you have comments.
It would be great to hear, you know, hear from people.
Oh my gosh, it would be so awesome. So that's what I'm hoping for sure.
Email, Instagram, Anchor, Twitter, website, however you want to contact us.
Multiple websites are all over. So we can't wait to keep this podcast going though and grow it and learn from it and share. So thank you everyone for taking the time to listen. This is Liberty and Ryan, and we'll be back soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Find us online at libertyandryan.com.
And on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @libertyandryan.